The end of the article isn't the end of the story. The Journal podcast goes behind the scenes with reporters and covers everything from the Mormon Church's $100 billion fund to coronavirus. Listen to The Journal on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, May 4th. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. The streaming platform Quibi launched in March, and executives wanted it to be your go-to app for quick but highly produced videos. A month later, has it succeeded? Our reporter Benjamin Mullen will join us for an update after these headlines. In an open letter, members of the House Judiciary Committee have called on Amazon CEO and Chairman Jeff Bezos to testify. The letter comes after the Journal reported that Amazon employees had been using data about independent sellers on their platform to develop their own competing products. We've talked about this in the past few weeks. The House panel has been investigating Amazon and other tech firms for potential abuses of market power. Bezos' testimony would give lawmakers a public forum to question him about that and some other concerns. And a media industry watchdog says advertisers on Facebook might not be getting what they paid for. The Media Rating Council says that Facebook has failed to address concerns about how it measures and reports data about video advertisements, which arose after a 2019 audit. The council said it would revoke accreditation if the behavior continued. That would not carry a formal consequence, but it could influence how brands allocate money to Facebook in the future. Okay, after the break, we will check in on Quibi after its first month in the App Store. That's next.
When the world is at a standstill, facts can move us forward. Facts help us make decisions and bring us together even as we're apart. The Wall Street Journal has the facts in these uncertain times. Get the latest on the coronavirus outbreak with free coverage of the crisis and its impact on the economy, politics, culture, and daily life. Find the clarity you need with America's most trusted news source. Visit WSJ.com and stay informed.
You remember we talked a few weeks ago about Quibi, the latest entrant to the streaming wars. It launched in March. It was pitching itself as a place for quick bites of content for all your in-between moments. Led by Hollywood executive Jeffrey Katzenberg and veteran tech leader Meg Whitman, the service was really luring huge names and raised over $1 billion in investment. Nearly every major player in Hollywood had a stake in Quibi. And then the coronavirus hit. Now we're a month in, and we thought we'd check in on how Quibi is faring. We spoke to our reporter Benjamin Mullen just after the service launched, and now he's back to give us an update. Hey, Ben, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. So the last time you were on, you said that Quibi could either be a huge success or a very expensive flop. We're a month in. Do we have a clearer picture now of which way this is shaping up to be?
It's too early to tell yet whether it's a clear success or a clear failure. But we do have some preliminary information that tells us basically how the company's faring so far. So in the 4 weeks or so since the company launched its app, about 1 million people have registered for the service. That's out of 3 million downloads. So only about 1 in 3 people who download the app are signing up for an account. So that's an interesting data point. Some of the other interesting data points that we uncovered are the company is aiming to hit a little more than 7 million subscribers by the end of the year. And we know from data from measurement firm called Sensor Tower that downloads of the app have really dropped off since it launched last month, and it's fallen. Its rankings have really slipped in the App Store as well.
So were they expecting to actually make money on this product right away, or was that kind of a long-term goal?
It's a long-term goal. The company is operating at a multi-million dollar loss and is expected to for quite some time. We reported that the company is operating at about a $500 million loss this year.
Wow.
And it won't be able to get to break even for multiple years.
So let's talk about the content. Quibi's founder, Jeffrey Katzenberg, is a former Hollywood executive, and he really used his connections to pull some big names onto the platform. What has been the reception to the new content so far?
I would say mixed. There are a few reviewers who really enjoy some of the content. A lot of reviewers have found fault with the content. There was a story, I think, in Vulture that basically said, yep, Quibi is bad, which is a pretty concise ruling. And some other critics, like Vox's Emily Vanderwerf, have also really not enjoyed the content.
What about Katzenberg himself? I know that he's kind of known as like a detail-obsessed guy. How has he been dealing with this new launch?
Katzenberg has told us that he is skipping his breakfasts. He's a guy who's famous in Hollywood for having like three breakfasts so he can squeeze in a ton of meetings. He's waking up before 3:30 a.m., which is incredible. He's trying to review the Daily Essentials content before it posts and give notes on that. So, and then we talk to people who are familiar with his notes that he's giving producers. And, you know, it's things that you'd expect. He's recommending bigger guests. He's giving advice on pacing. He's telling some people that he thinks things are going well. He's counseling patients on some other shows that haven't yet found a big enough audience. So it's really a spectrum of feedback so far.
One of the big challenges we'll be seeing going forward for sure that we already know is going to come is content. Production companies across Hollywood have had to halt their new shows because of the pandemic. And analysts are saying, on the other hand, the streaming wars are really going to be won by the services with huge coffers of content. I can imagine this is a real struggle for Quibi, considering that they were launching with all of their own new material.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. The company only has content to last through Thanksgiving, Mr. Katzenberg told me. So if the pandemic lasts beyond that, if production is materially affected by the coronavirus, they're going to have to come up with interesting ways to keep their service stocked with content. That could come from licensing content, which is a little tricky because their shows are specially formatted. Or it could come from doing more in-studio work. We just don't know at this point.
You mentioned that Quibi content is specially formatted. That's their turnstile technology, which plays different videos depending on how users are actually holding their phones, horizontally or vertically. We talked about this before. Another company has sued Quibi over this technology, claiming it's a patent infringement. Are there any updates there?
Yeah. So yesterday we reported that activist hedge fund Elliott Management Corp. has agreed to finance the litigation against Quibi. So essentially what this means is Echo has a really deep war chest with which to wage legal battle against Jeffrey Katzenberg. Katzenberg is no stranger to bitter litigation, having sued Disney in the 1990s and won $280 million over a contract dispute. He wanted to share the profits from movies like Beauty and the Beast and The Lion King that he helped shepherd, and Disney famously did not want to pay him. He settled that lawsuit and won. This time, he finds himself in another high-stakes legal battle that, for Quibi, could determine whether or not the technology that they've touted as central to Quibi is ultimately theirs to claim is proprietary. The company's fate at this point is very much uncertain, I think it's fair to say.
All right, we'll be keeping an eye on it. Reporter Benjamin Mullen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, before we go, we are still taking your work-from-home tech stories and questions. Our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, will be back with us on Friday to share her favorite tips and solutions. You can call us and leave us a voice message at the number in the description, or you can email Joanna at joanna.stern@wsj.com. And that was your Tech News Briefing. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.